On air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the DUP leader has said the Northern Ireland Protocol must be removed before they will enter government in Stormont. Over 70% of people attending the emergency department at Letterkenny University Hospital waited more than 6 hours before being admitted. Questions have been raised over the low level of HAP discretionary payments granted in Donegal. And Bundoran RNLI came to the rescue of a surfer who got into difficulty off Rosnaila Beach yesterday afternoon. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have all the latest in sport coming up with Oisin Kelly. First in news though, the DUP leader has said the Northern Ireland Protocol must be removed before they will enter government in Stormont. Political party leaders have been meeting the Secretary of State for Northern Ireland today following the Assembly elections. Sinn Féin's leader in the North, Michelle O'Neill, has said a functioning government needs to be formed.
We have met with the British Secretary of State, I've spoken with the Taoiseach, I'll be engaging with other party leaders, and my message is clear. As Democrats, the DUP, but also the British government, must accept and respect the democratic outcome of this election. Brinkmanship will not be tolerated where the north of Ireland becomes collateral damage in a game of chicken with the European Commission.
Well, as the debate and analysis continues in the wake of last week's Assembly elections, Senator Niall Blaney told today's 9 till noon show that a new executive is vital for Donegal. The Fianna Fáil Seanad spokesperson on Northern Ireland says there are a number of cross-border projects that need to proceed. With that in mind, he says the loss of Infrastructure Minister Nicola Mallon, who failed to hold on to her seat, will be a huge loss.
Getting an executive up is really important for us now, for the likes of the A5, which is coming near the judicial review process. It's really important that we have an executive and a minister in place now. The All-Ireland Rail Review that took place, and I was sorry to see Nicola Mallon go, because she put so much emphasis into that with such close relationship with her in relation to it, and she put her 2 feet into it. She put particular emphasis in the North West. That review had 40% of all of the All-Ireland correspondence that came in relation to the All-Ireland Rail Review. 40% of those that contributed to that were from the North West. Mm-hmm. So it's really important for those projects now that we do get an executive and we do get Stormont working again.
Over 70% of people attending the emergency department at Letterkenny University Hospital waited more than 6 hours before being admitted. That's according to the latest results of the National Inpatient Experience Survey, which also revealed that over half of respondents felt the care they received at hospitals within the Sealed University Healthcare Group was very good. Tracy O'Carroll, head of the National Care Experience Programme, says the findings show that there were some issues with patients being discharged from hospital.
If we look at the three areas that were the strongest areas for Letterkenny University Hospital from the patient's perspective, is that the toilets and the bathrooms are clean, that they had privacy when they were examined and treated, which is really important for us. When we're patients in hospital, obviously, and how clean the room and the ward was. So that was really appreciated and noted by the patients. In terms of the lowest scoring questions, they align with what we're finding nationally, which is it's all around communication and discharge. People are not told about the side effects of their medication and what to watch out for in terms of danger signals when they go home. And then they would like their family members more involved in their care and to be told about the information that they need, like the family members might need to care for their loved ones when they go home. The national response to these findings can be found on yourexperience.ie, and there you'll see what Letterkenny University Hospital is proposing to do on the back of what they were informed by their patients about areas for improvement. So we're looking forward to seeing those come to fruition, and we can hear if they're working or not when patients are invited to tell us about their experience in May. So we're currently running the survey, and everybody who is in the hospital in the month of May of this year will receive an invitation and to tell us about their experience. And we really, you know, appreciate the time and the feedback that is given, and then we'll know if the improvements that Letterkenny are putting in place on the back of what they were told on the 2021 survey, if they're working or what needs to be improved.
Adding to that, HSE Chief Executive Paul Reid says greater attention needs to be given to patients leaving hospital.
I've seen in operation in a number of hospitals the patient discharge lounges, and where they are in place, they are really effective. If we can find a space and find a resource to give that detailed care to people on their discharge, by people who do this every day and get more experience in it, it really works and something that I want to see us rolling out further.
A link to that full report is available on our website, highlandradio.com. Questions have been raised over the low level of HAP discretionary payments granted in Donegal. Donegal Deputy Thomas Pringle was told in the Dáil last week that just 12% of households in the county in receipt of housing assistance payments have benefited from the additional payment of up to 20%. That falls well below the 51% of households nationally who have received additional flexibility. Deputy Pringle is calling on Donegal County Council to review the administration of people in receipt of HAP payments in the county.
Over 50% of HAP recipients nationally have been receiving a top-up payment, which shows to me that there's something badly wrong with the HAP payments. If that number of people are receiving a top-up in the first place in Donegal County Council area, the numbers receiving the top-up are significantly less. We have seen that rents are increasing hugely in Donegal, and I believe that the top-up should be made available to more people in the county to make rent more affordable for them.
Is this because some people do not know the top-up is available? Is the application process streamlined in such a way as to make it easy for people to apply for and get that top-up?
I would argue that most people didn't know that there was a top-up that would be available, and I would be concerned then as well whether the council is actually making people aware of that as well, because I think that's vitally important that the council should be making people aware of it, because people are in a desperate need to ensure to save a home that they have at the moment, but to ensure that they're able to pay for them as well. And Donegal County Council shouldn't, I believe, be doing the work of the government and saving them money, should be making the working for citizens in the first place to make sure that they can have accommodation for themselves.
And your belief is that Donegal County Council needs to review this and look at it now rather than wait, because if it waits until the budget discussions later on in the year, effectively that means there won't be any change until well into 2023.
That's right, exactly, Donal, and I've written to the council to ask them how this has been administered in Donegal County Council areas, and I want to see what the story is there, and they should be rectifying this right away rather than waiting.
Bundoran Oranaly came to the rescue of a surfer who got into difficulty off Rosnaula Beach yesterday afternoon. A passerby raised the alarm shortly after 3 o'clock, with Bundoran Oranaly's inshore lifeboat and the Rescue 118 helicopter tasked to the scene. A surf instructor who went to the surfer's aid had witnessed him being blown offshore. After arriving on the scene, the Oranaly found both the surfer and the surf instructor near Carrickfad Rocks. Both men were assessed, found to be safe and brought back to shore. Bundoran Oranaly's press officer Shane Smith says while weather conditions may appear calm, this is an example of how conditions may differ once out on the water.
The alarm was raised just after 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon when a surfer was seen drifting out to sea by a member of the public. A surf instructor who was working on the beach at the time paddled out towards him, but the member of the public raised the alarm, and quite rightly so, with the Irish Coast Guard, who then in turn launched the Bundoran Oranaly lifeboat. So our volunteer crew launched and were there in about 15 minutes later, and they found the two men at Carrickfad Rocks, which is about 2 kilometres from where the man originally went in. So he had travelled a good distance over the course of the few minutes with the sea conditions and with the wind as well. So the lifeboat picked the two up and dropped them back after checking them out and making sure that they were okay, so they were dropped back to shore and all was safe.
And indeed, the weather conditions at the time were described as fair, but it was the wind on this occasion.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, people should really be checking the weather forecast and the weather conditions. It may be fine from where they're sitting or looking at their computer or whatever, but once they get out into the ocean or once they get onto the coastline, you know, they really should be checking what the conditions are around the area that they wish to go out. And as usual, follow the usual principles of water safety. And the most important one is to carry a means of communication, but also to let somebody know where you're going and what time you're expected back as well.
Last month registered the highest ever proportion of wind-generated power in Ireland. Figures show wind energy provided 32% of the country's electricity in April 2022, up 7% from last year. Wind Energy Ireland says the volume of wind helped push down the average wholesale price of electricity, but there was still an increase of 155% on last year. At present, Donegal County Council is consulting the public on proposed changes to the county development plan as it pertains to wind farms. Senior Executive Planner Paul Christie says it's been the county's most contentious planning issue for the past 10 years.
So the wind energy policy framework, I would say it's probably been the most contentious planning issue in the county over the past 5 or 10 years. And we have a new proposed variation that's looking to put in place a strong policy framework for the county. There are several elements to it, but the two most important of which deal with setback policy. And then secondly, it includes a map that divides the county into three designated areas and that sets out the principle of whether or not wind farms will be acceptable.
You can hear more from Paul Christie and further details on that consultation on our website highlandradio.com. The PRO of the MICA Action Group says Taoiseach Gillian Radker has now been fully briefed on the needs of MICA campaigners in Donegal. During a visit to the county on Friday, Mr. Radker visited a MICA-affected home and met with a number of homeowner representatives to discuss the issue. Campaigners give the Taoiseach a two-page document outlining the need for 100% redress and calling for a public inquiry. MICA Action Group PRO Michael Doherty says Leo Radker and his team were very well briefed.
The first thing that we would have to say is that this is very much worthwhile because they will go down the road wiser than what they come up the road. And very basic things, the likes that it would seem to be news to the Taoiseach that we're going to be building an old foundation, which we find, you know, incredibly hard to believe at this stage after everything that's gone through, just shows you the need to depend on no one else other than ourselves to get the messages directly to the people that are making the decisions. And that's why these meetings are important.
And how receptive was Leo Varadkar to the points that were being brought up? Did it seem that this did offer him a further level of insight? Or do you believe perhaps there's a level of a disingenuous interest, as in he knew these issues existed already and the scale of them, but government policy suggested that nothing much more than was already offered could be done? Do you think he was genuine in the responses he was giving to campaigners and in his reaction when he was visiting MICA-affected homes?
Well, to be honest, I think it would be embarrassing for him to have given the answers that he wasn't aware of some of these things. So I would doubt that that was something deliberate on his part. I couldn't see what he's getting from it. But what he can't say is that he's now not aware. He'll never be able to say that again because everything is there that he needs to know. It's in very simple format. Bogman's lingo, anybody can understand. There is no reason for him not to go down the road with a full and complete picture direct from the homeowners here of what's required, and then it's up to himself and his own conscience and to make sure that he's got the rest of the cabinet lined up there to make the right calls and get this scheme right this time. We're not talking right first time. They've had a go already on the 90-10 scheme, which was a 60-40. Right this time is what we're demanding because we can't put homeowners through another cycle of this again.
Highland Sports is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny. Find everything you need to kick off your fitness journey at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Time now for all the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We start with Gaelic Games. Donegal's Jimmy Brennan is among the nominees for the GAA.ie Player of the Week. Brennan, who kicked 4 points from play, put on a man-of-the-match performance against Cavan on Sunday in Clonus, helping Donegal return to the Ulster final for the 10th time in 12 seasons. The other two nominees are Kerry Stephen O'Brien and Galway's Sean Kelly. Brennan has also won the Team of the Week 15, along with fellow Donegal players Sean Patton, Stephen McMenamin and Owen Van Gallagher. 2-16 to 16 points was the final score at St Jernex Park yesterday. Them goals coming from Conor O'Donnell and Patrick McBertie in the closing 10 minutes as Donegal returned to an Ulster final under Declan Boner. Captain Michael Murphy said the goals were needed to see out the tie.
It's a win. Any time, I suppose, a championship one, an Ulster championship one, we always value. I suppose for plenty of years coming as a fan, we always struggle to win Ulster championship games. So I suppose to get out there and to get another one was good. It's always going to be difficult. I think in the first half, Cavan started really strongly. And I think by half-time, we had tried to wrestle things to wrestle to as opposed to a draw. Might have been able to maybe go on ahead at half-time, but just lucky to wrestle it to a draw. And I suppose we just managed to get ahead in the second half for the first time. And the goals then probably the big scores, you know. So, yeah, glad to get in, but we know ourselves. Big mountain ahead now in a couple of weeks' time.
Yeah, you really started to click and you were getting some great scores, especially at the start of that second half and then the last 10 minutes or so, you really came into your own.
We just knew, I suppose, if we had a kept, we stayed calm. I suppose the first half, there was a lot of turnovers, wides, first four shots. We just knew if we stayed patient, tried to keep at it, keep at what we were doing, eventually we would start to open up. And yeah, that was that. And I suppose defending-wise, we started to get a few more turnovers too, which always helps. And yeah, that was that. And that's a good chance. I suppose a couple of boys coming on off the bench started to be a bit dangerous. And those two goals, as you say, like, were the big scores in the game.
And is that the difference, having those lads come off the bench and make that impact? Because that really made a massive difference.
70-minute plus game now, it's huge. Like, you know, the intensity is played at. It was very, very, very warm day out there too. It was all tough going. It was up and down that pitch. And yeah, to have a bit of quality coming off is always huge. And I think they contributed quite well. Keelan McGonigal came in there. It's great to see him back after missing so much of the league. And he came in and contributed handsomely to it and really kind of drove us forward.
And you have to look forward to an Ulster final. You have either Derry or Monaghan.
Yeah, exactly. Two teams. I think all of us in Ulster are so familiar with each other. Two teams we've been very familiar with down throughout the years. And yeah, that's going to be a cracking game next week. But yeah, in terms of our own house and getting our own house in order, we need to recover from this, go up through the levels now over the next couple of weeks, and find it now ahead of another Ulster Championship, you know.
That's Michael Murphy, Donegal captain, on that fantastic win yesterday against Cavan. There's more reaction as well from other Donegal players, Owen Bangeller and Patrick McBertie. It's available now on our website. And Brendan Devaney will be recapping the game on the DL Debate Show tonight with Conlath Gilligan and Brendan Kilcoyne. He'll also be joined by Donegal manager Declan Boner. And we'll hear as well from Maxi Kern, Donegal ladies manager, as both the men's and the ladies go to a provincial decider after wins yesterday in the doubleheader. That's the DL Debate with Brendan Devaney tonight after the 7 o'clock news. Just staying with the ladies, they did, of course, advance to the provincial decider with a comfortable 14-point win over Cavan in Clonus. It finished 3-19 to 1-11 in favour of Maxi Kern's side. Armagh now await in the decider on Sunday, the 22nd of May. Suzanne White of Killybeg starred yesterday for the Donegal ladies, scoring 2-3.
It's important that we have to kick on. You know, that was what we were saying at half time, is, you know, we can't be complacent with it. You know, we've bigger and better days to come ahead, so it's important to be able to push on and, you know, not be complacent with what you have, I suppose. And yeah, that was our goal coming out. We didn't really care what the score was. We were more, you know, focusing on our own game. And yeah, of course, it was nice to get a good big scoreline today. But again,
I suppose the measure of the competition for places and the strength of the squad, you end up with 2-3 this afternoon, player of the match. And you weren't due to start?
Yeah, well, I think it's great that it's so competitive. I think we have a really good squad this year. It's not just the 15 girls, you know. There's girls able to come on and make an impact like girls did today. So it's important to have a really strong squad. So, yeah, we're delighted and we look forward to the Ulster final now against Armagh.
That's Suzanne White after her fantastic performance yesterday. Confirmation today that Donegal Miners will be playing their qualifier in round 3 of the Ulster Championship at St Tiernach's Park in Clonus this coming Saturday, May 14th. Monaghan, of course, is the opposition, and at 3 o'clock will be the throw-in time to that game. The GAA have also confirmed the venue and time for the All-Ireland Under-20 Football Championship, where Tyrone are in action against Kildare. That will be Saturday the 14th, and it starts at 5 o'clock, and the venue is Park Sean McDermott in Carrick and Shannon. Reigning Footballer of the Year Vicky Wall is in line to join AFLW side the North Melbourne Kangaroos. It's been reported that the Meath star will link up with Melbourne later this year after the championship. On the soccer front, the Premier Division in the SSE Airtricity League continues tonight as the title race bubbles up. Derry City have a 1-point advantage at the top ahead of their meeting with third place St Patrick's Athletic. That one's at the Ryan McBride Brandywell Stadium, starts at 7:45. From 8 o'clock, second place Shamrock Rovers will host Sligo Rovers at the Tallaght Stadium. Premier League leaders Manchester City are closing in on a deal to sign Erling Haaland. The Borussia Dortmund strikers reportedly told the club of his desire to leave. Haaland's contract has a release clause of €75 million. City are set to trigger that this summer. The Norwegian has scored 61 goals for the Bundesliga side since he joined there in 2020. And in golf, Martin Kamar is the latest big name player to request their release to play in the Saudi-backed LIV Golf Tour even. The German is a former world number one and winner of the PGA Championship and US Open. Kamar was vice captain to Padraig Harrington in last year's Ryder Cup, and his move will close the door on future captaincy of a European team. And that's your sport, Michaela. We'll have our next bulletin tomorrow morning after the 8:30 news.
Thanks, Oisin. And finally in news, the first ever meeting of the new EU-UK Parliamentary Partnership Assembly takes place this week in Brussels. The Assembly was set up last year as part of the post-Brexit process, with 35 members each from the European Parliament and the UK Parliament. Chris McManus is an MEP for Midlands North West and a member of the EU delegation. He says outstanding issues related to Brexit and the Northern Ireland Protocol must be addressed.
Key things for me to be raising are issues post-Brexit, predominantly around the Irish Protocol, and predominantly about ensuring that we find a way to make sure that the voices of the people in the north of Ireland who are now affected by directives and legislation that will be coming out of Brussels are being listened to.
Weather now, a breezy evening with sunny spells and showers, some heavy. The showers will clear later this evening with lowest temperatures tonight of 7 to 9 degrees. The closing headlines this evening. The DUP leader has said the Northern Ireland Protocol must be removed before they will enter government in Stormont. Political party leaders have been meeting the Secretary of State for Northern Ireland today following the Assembly elections. Over 70% of people attending the emergency department at Letterkenny University Hospital waited more than 6 hours before being admitted. That's according to the latest results of the National Inpatient Experience Survey, which also revealed that over half of respondents felt the care they received at hospitals within the Sealdah University Healthcare Group was very good. Questions have been raised over the low level of HAP discretionary payments granted in Donegal. Donegal Deputy Thomas Pringle was told in the Dáil last week that just 12% of households in the county in receipt of housing assistance payments have benefited from the additional payment of up to 20%. And Bundoran RNLI came to the rescue of a surfer who got into difficulty off Rosnaula Beach yesterday afternoon. A passerby raised the alarm shortly after 3 o'clock, with Bundoran RNLI's inshore lifeboat and the Rescue 118 helicopter tasked to the scene. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notices for this Monday evening, May the 9th. The death has occurred of Teresa Craig, 6 Swilly View, Inch Island. Teresa's remains will be reposing at her late residence from 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. Removal on Thursday morning at 10:15 to Our Lady of Lourdes Church, Inch for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to Medical 4 Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member or Murphy Funeral Directors. The death has taken place of Kathleen Margaret Hume, née Baxter, 62 Berry Hill Road, Ardygarvan. Friends and neighbours welcome at Armstrong's Funeral Home, Castle Derrick, this evening between 6 and 9 o'clock. Kathleen's remains will arrive at Christchurch Strabane tomorrow evening at 6:30. Service of thanksgiving for the life of Kathleen will be held in Christchurch Strabane on Wednesday afternoon at 2 o'clock, followed by interment in Lickpatrick Parish Graveyard at Ballymagorry. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired for Christchurch Strabane, care of Mr. Philip Smith, 71 Derry Road, Strabane. The death has taken place of David Cummings, Ballymore, Dunfanaghy and formerly of Kent, England. Remains are reposing at his late residence, which is strictly private at the request of the deceased. Funeral Mass in St Michael's Church, Creeslaw on Wednesday at 12 noon, followed by burial in Doe Cemetery. Mass can be viewed live on mcnmedia.tv. Family flowers only, donations if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or James Harkin, Funeral Director. The death has taken place of Frankie Brennan, Magamna Ardra, formerly Main Street Ardra. Remains will repose at his home until 11 o'clock tonight. Funeral leaving from there tomorrow morning at 11:30 to the Church of the Holy Family Ardra for 12 noon requiem mass, burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, before the funeral tomorrow. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to the Killybegs Patients Comfort Fund, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Tony O'Brien, Drumahull Manor, Cunningham. Removal from the Eternal Light Chapel of Rest at Mountaintop Letterkenny this evening at 7 o'clock according to his late residence. House strictly private, please. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 11:45, going to St Columbus Church, Drumahull for 11 o'clock requiem mass, followed by interment in the adjoining churchyard. Family flowers only, please. And the death has taken place of Lily Arrow, Mallon Road, Moville. Lily's remains are reposing at her late home. Removal from there tomorrow morning at 10:30 for 11 o'clock requiem mass in St Pius X Church, Moville, followed by burial in Ballybrack Cemetery. Family flowers only, donations in lieu of desired to the Carndonagh Community Hospital, care of any family member. House private, please, from 9 o'clock tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.